From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN plan for Libya approved. Representatives of 17 countries and four world bodies have wrapped up a meeting with representatives of Libya's two rival factions with support for a new unity government. The meeting in Rome Sunday was jointly chaired by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart, Paolo Gentiloni.
The communique that we issued today calls on all parties to accept an immediate a comprehensive ceasefire in all parts of Libya. And no one understands the need for that better than the Libyan leaders who are here with us in Rome.
The Libyan rival governments plan to sign the accord in Morocco on Wednesday. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate change agreement reached in Paris as a potential turning point for the world. In an 8-minute statement Saturday, Mr. Obama said by approving the agreement, nearly 200 nations have shown the world that it has both the will and the ability to take on the challenge of climate change.
Today, the American people can be proud because this historic agreement is a tribute to American leadership. Over the past 7 years, we've transformed the United States into the global leader in fighting climate change.
Under the agreement, all nations will communicate their climate targets every 5 years, starting in 2020. Officials in southwestern Pakistan say a bomb exploded in a market Sunday, killing at least 23 people and wounding about 55. The explosion happened in Parachinar, the administrative center of the Kuran district along the Afghan border. An outlawed Sunni group claimed responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News. At least 13 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women as voters and candidates. Early results showed a victory by Salma bint Hizab al-Otebi. She was the first confirmed victory for a woman running for a municipal council seat. France's center-right emerged ahead in initial results of regional elections. Early results showed the Republican Party of former President Nicolas Sarkozy, that is he, addressing his supporters and his allies, leading in at least 7 out of 13 French regions. The ruling socialist and other leftist parties captured at least 4. The government is urging American citizens to leave Burundi amid violence involving the military and police officers. The State Department says it has ordered the departure of non-emergency U.S. officials and their families. Violence began in Burundi in the wake of contested elections and an attempted coup last May. At least 6 people were wounded Sunday in the Central African Republic's capital of Bangui when violence broke out. The violence came as voters cast ballots on a new constitution intended to stop more than 3 years of conflict. A journalist with the French news agency reports seeing dead bodies. Muslim and Christian militia members who have been responsible for the violence had threatened to stop the vote. If passed, the new constitution would limit the president to 2 5-year terms, cut the power of the military, and ensure religious freedom. A new U.S. political survey shows Texas Senator Ted Cruz, with strong support from evangelical Christians and conservative activists, surging to the top among Republican presidential candidates in the state of Iowa. Iowa will hold the nation's first 2016 nominating contest. The Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics poll late Saturday said Cruz is now winning the support of 31% of Republicans likely to vote in the February 1st party caucuses, outdistancing billionaire real estate developer Donald Trump with 21%. The Russian Defense Ministry says one of its destroyers in the Aegean Sea fired warning shots Sunday at a Turkish fishing vessel. The ministry said a guided missile destroyer was unable to make contact with the approaching Turkish vessel, which failed to respond to visual signals and flares. Russia said the destroyer fired the warning shots when the fishing boat was 600 meters away. It quickly changed course and passed within 540 meters. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.